Jim Morrison reveals himself in ways that he shouldn't be doing, and somebody's been impersonating the Queen of Soul on Artie's Time Warp in February of 69.
Billy Ray was a preacher's son, and when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered around and started talking, Pastor Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we go walking. Then he'd look into my eyes. Lord knows to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. You see what he was. Yes, he was. Talking to me, you come and tell me everything is all right. You kiss and tell me everything's all right. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was.
Preach!
February 69, Paul McCartney objects as the other three Beatles hire Alan Klein as their new business manager. The next day, McCartney hires his father-in-law's legal firm, Eastman & Eastman, as general counsel for Apple Records. Meanwhile, recording commences on the Abbey Road album.
The Time Warp.
Oh,
I'm your Pied Piper of Pop, Artemis Good. We're spending February 69 as the population of the U.S. tops 200 million. And on Valentine's Day, Pope Paul VI deletes numerous names from the Roman calendar of saints, including Valentine. It's the time warp.
Yeah.
We're going to break to return shortly in February of 1969.
Artie's Time Warp.